Now we're going to look at what can happen when a city gets really hot economically. Any story of growth means migration will follow. Some people move into a city in big numbers for the jobs, while others decide to leave. When there's more demand for housing, things get more expensive. Neighborhoods change. And that's the subject of this summer's stories from the NPR Cities Project.
I was a part of the community.
You need to move out.
Supporting gentrifying establishments.
Thank God we found a beautiful home.
I may not afford the rent.
Today we're going to Austin, Texas. It's been one of the fastest growing cities in the country for years, with a fast and furious technology sector. One of the parts of the city that is changing drastically is a historically Black neighborhood, East Austin. A lot of longtime residents are moving. Audrey McClinchy of member station KUT has been talking to people who've left but are still coming back to go to church.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Congregation.
I sought the Lord, and he heard me.
Pastor Clarence Jones leads the Greater St. John's Baptist Church in East Austin. It's been around for more than 75 years.
Back in 1944, 45, somewhere in there, the members moved here. Pitched a tent, you know, and they worship in the tent until they was able to build this little port right here.
This little port is a small church on a corner lot. The white paint's chipped and a steeple rises above the gabled roof. Around the time this church was built, single-story homes were cropping up nearby. People like choir director Lisa Spearman have spent many Sundays in the area.
I have belonged to this church since I was a little girl, maybe 4 years old.
And how long have you been directing the choir?
I've been doing this for, I want to say, 5 years, and my mother was doing it before me.
But Spearman recently moved to the suburbs as the neighborhood around the church began to change. She'd been living in her grandmother's house when the family decided to sell.
The taxes were too high, just sky high. Houses around us were getting remodeled and sold for double, triple of what they paid for back in the day.
Others have moved to smaller towns outside of Austin, including Pastor Jones.
I like that it's more quieter.
I wanted to know more about how East Austin is changing, so I took a walk with University of Texas professor Eric Tang. Back in the 1950s and 60s, nightclubs here on East 11th Street hosted major music acts. The street was also busy during the day.
You had Hillside Pharmacy, which was the main pharmacy for African-American residents on the east side.
They had few other options of places to shop, or to live for that matter. Starting in 1928, the city refused basic services to Black families living anywhere but in East Austin. And so, this area became a bustling Black neighborhood. These days, most of the businesses have changed.
Hillside Pharmacy by name still exists, and it's rather controversial. It is now a restaurant, and Pharmacy, P-H-A-R-M, has been replaced by F-A-R-M, to highlight the farm-to-table service that this restaurant provides to its customers.
Tang says many longtime residents feel that new restaurants aren't catering to them. It's a sign of a larger shift.
Among the fastest-growing cities in the United States between 2000 and 2010, Austin was the only one to see absolute numerical decline in its African-American population.
Tang talked to former East Austin residents. He found that many had moved to suburbs just outside the city, to towns like this one.
This is the grocery store that I used to go to when I first moved here. It was very small, not very much produce, fresh produce.
12 years ago, Leslie Perkins moved to the town of Manor. It's 15 miles east of Austin, fewer than 10,000 people. And while Austin has lost Black residents, Manor's Black population has increased by 10% since 2000. Perkins and I go inside a Mexican restaurant. There, she tells me why she left Austin.
Even though I was a teacher, I could not afford to live in Austin, so the closest and most direct to my job was Manor.
After a little bit, she changed jobs as well and began teaching in a Manor school. When she did, Perkins saw the migration of Black families like her own.
My students followed. So I would be teaching a new group of students, but I'm like, oh, I know your cousin. Oh, you're the younger sibling of the student I already taught.
Perkins and her family will still drive into the city for things Manor can't offer, a museum or a dip in a pool, but she misses living in Austin.
I was a part of the community. It doesn't really exist anymore as it did, and that's pretty sad for me.
As for Manor, it's small, but it's growing rapidly. The town just got a Walmart and a Starbucks, and soon, perhaps, a new congregation. Back at Greater St. John's Baptist Church in East Austin, there's a for sale sign on the front lawn. Pastor Clarence Jones is looking to move.
And I see a whole lot of hope and growth there in Mena, and I think that the church would do well to move in that direction.
In a church driveway in East Austin, I'm Audra McGlinchey for the NPR Cities Project.
That story was produced in partnership with KUT's On My Block project about the changing East Austin area.